for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Wonee Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry...
Hey, that was abrupt. Apologies. Hey, everybody. It's me. It's NJ. That PSA got cut short. And so someone was talking about sand in their mouth. I don't know. I was like, what's going on here? But now I'm here. Hey, guys. How's it going? How are we doing? Slay. I'm doing okay. I'm a little tired today. But that's all right. Other than that, though, it's been a good week. I don't think I've had a good week most of this semester. So that's a win. Slay. Okay, we're going to jump into the affirmation song. And then I'm also, like, immediately after going to play War Song by The Cure just to get it out of the way. Because slay. But yeah, so... say your little affirmations and then listen to new Cure music. Yay!
Affirmations are our positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome when you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts. So repeat after me. Come on, everyone. There is no one better to be than myself.
There is no one better to be than myself.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
My feelings matter.
My feelings matter.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I choose to feel happy.
I choose to feel happy.
My family loves me so much.
My family loves me so much.
I care about others.
I care about others.
I learn from my mistakes.
I learn from my mistakes.
Affirmations are fun and cool. They help us heal and they help us grow. If you love to learn and want to keep feeling good, let's say some more. Follow me, let's go. I am responsible.
I am responsible.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I'm surrounded by love.
I'm surrounded by love.
Every problem has an answer.
Every problem has an answer.
I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I control my own happiness.
I control my own happiness.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day. Affirmations. Affirmations.
Thank you.
Howdy, everyone. Oh, rats. Okay. Keep going. Okay. That's a lot of dead air, bro. It's a lot of dead air.
He's a semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal of action.
What just happened? Okay, I think I'm back. I think we're good. Except, okay, that didn't just happen. Okay, we're good, we're back. I don't even know what I did, girl. Anyways, hey guys. Hey, how's it going? Okay, I didn't introduce myself before, but I'm NJ, and this is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink, and today, I think y'all probably heard the Perry the Platypus theme song. Perchance? I didn't, because I forgot that when the mic is on, the speakers don't play, because that's silly. but yeah. So hey, that's what's gonna be next. We're doing throwbacks from my childhood today. That's the vibe. That's what's gonna be happening. But yeah, I think... Well, we're going to listen to Perry the Platypus again, because I missed it and I do want to hear it. So we'll start there. Oh, so my mission, we have 3 Phineas and Ferb songs on here today. And there's this thing every week on like the Wony Instagram where it's like most played album of this week. And I really want it to be Phineas and Ferb. And so I'm playing 3 songs from the same Phineas and Ferb album, in hopes that I will get recognized for playing Phineas and Ferb on Wony. Fingers crossed it happens. Fingers crossed there aren't, like, 4 other people that play music from the same album, and I get outvoted. We'll see. So yeah, slay. And then we'll go into some more little throwbacks. But slay. Okay, here we go. Phineas and Ferb again. Slay.
He's a semi
to the place where you know it all began. We could be anything we wanna be. You can tell by the noise that the boys are back again. Together making history.
It's time to show how
to be a superhero.
Just like Showdown,
Will Smith and Bobby De Niro.
We're the best, no doubt.
Turn it like we used to do.
This is our time.
And I'm telling you all. The right win fight every single time. Undefeated here in our house, yeah. We can rock, we can shock anytime we like. And tonight we're going all out.
It's time to show how
to be a superhero.
Just like Showdown,
keep the pedal to the metal.
Go! We're the best, no doubt.
Doing it like we used to do.
This is our time.
And I'm telling you all.
You better run, run, run. Here we come. Revving our engines under the sun. You're cruising for a bruising. Whoa, keeping it cool, smooth and steady. So lick back here, man. Things are getting heavy. You're cruising for a bruising. Two wheels and an open road. Wrapped in leather, ready to go. Don't stop.
Dropping, what did I see? 100 little baddies all staring at me. I was cruising for some loving. I got these two wheels and an open road. Just pop that clutch, I'm ready to go. Don't stop, stop the music. We ride fast like a bullet. We do anything we want, anytime we want. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We just ride.
Hey, I'm back. Alright, I will say what we just listened to. We started with Perry the Platypus Theme from Phineas and Ferb, then The Boys Are Back from High School Musical 3, then Uptown Girl by Billy Joel, and Cruisin' for a Bruisin' from Teen Beach Movie. Okay, now I yap about these songs. Okay, so when was it? It was Friday. I was listening, like, I listened to the soundtracks from all three High School Musical movies, and it was really awesome. So that was really fun, and I figured I'd put that on here. From what I've gathered over the past, like, 3 days is that the music from High School Musical 3 is the best, but High School Musical 2 is, like, man. Now I'm trying to, like, see if I can rank them. Because High School Musical 3 kind of makes me cry. I watched it my senior year of high school, and I was like, holy moly. And I think I'm going to watch it next year when I graduate from here. Because it's just like, wow. You know, because they all graduate, I'm going to be doing that. Let's not think about it. Because I keep thinking about grad school. Too soon. It's really not too soon. But I'll be applying this summer to DPT school. Yay. Anyways, but High School Musical 2 is, like, I feel like it's the most fun out of all of them, you know? But it's also, like, Sharpay is really annoying in that one. The first one is good. Like, the original, pretty slay. So, I don't know. Then Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. I feel like When I first started actually listening to, like, I'll put this in quotes, my own music, that wasn't until, like, middle school, but it was still only stuff that, like, my parents listened to, and then I just put it on my own playlist. So a lot of that was Billy Joel. So that's why Billy Joel is here. And then Cruisin' for a Bruisin', because Teen Beach Movie is a slay, and I think I'm maybe going to watch it tonight. But I'm going to watch, okay, the Chiefs play the Bills today, and I feel like that's going to be a good game. So I'm kind of excited to watch that. So that's what I'm doing after this. I'm going to eat my leftover ramen and watch football and do my door tags, because I have to finish my door tags, which is unfortunate, but I chose this life. So, but it's okay. I chose the easy way out this time. So that's a win. They're Minions. I'm doing Bob, Stuart, and Kevin. And I'm obviously going to give myself Bob, right? Because I'm so Bob-core. Everyone say yes. Thank you. Okay. So yeah, that's my evening. But then I might watch Teen Beach Movie, because I feel like the vibes are just so slay. But I haven't watched it in a very long time. But, like, I want to. So, epic. I feel like I've yapped a lot, but I still want to yap more. So, oh my gosh, Disney Princess Enchanted Journey. Let's talk about it. Since we're on the whole throwback childhood vibe. Okay. It's a game for the Wii. Like, the OG Wii. Well, not the OG Wii, well, like... Yeah, the OG Wii, right? But there's, like, Nintendo things before that, but the Wii is, like, the first Wii. So it's, like, for the Wii. If you didn't pick up on that. That reminded me of this time on my birthday this past year where my friend got me this little squishy thing, and it had a bunch of, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's, like, it had a bunch of, like, stringy guys coming off of it, and I kept talking about how it's like, what did I talk about? Like, stratified cuboidal epithelium? No, it was the other one, columnar. I was like, OMG, it's like columnar epithelium because it has cilia on it, and I said that like 8 times, and my friend thought it was really funny, so shout out Emmy. But anyways, what was I talking about before? I forgot. Oh no. Oh, Disney Princess Enchanted Journey. So, it's a really fun game, and I started playing it again recently, and it's a lot easier than I remember it being, which is crazy, because I remember it being so difficult when I was a kid. Like, I would run around, and I would be like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing right now. But now I'm like, wait, this is so much easier than I remember it being. Why is that? You know, because I struggled so hard when I was a kid to figure it out. And now it's like light work. But that's fun. You get to be like a princess, and you get to save other princesses from these little gremlin guys. But they're actually just butterflies that have been trapped and turned into little gremlins. And so it's a fun little game, and you get to use magic. And yeah. So that's what I've been up to lately. That and more, but we'll talk about that later. Okay, we'll go into some more music now, because why the heck not? We're going to go into Clocks by Coldplay, and I put this here because, so I play violin. I've been playing since I was in, like, 4th grade, and when I was in, I believe, 5th grade, there was, like, a quartet. It was me, my friend Mackenzie, Marissa, and Tyler Wang, and, wait, no, it wasn't Tyler. Oh, was it? It was me, Mackenzie, Wesley, and Marissa, I think. It was the 4 of us, and we all, like, stayed after school, I think, and we played quartets, and Clocks was one of the ones that we did. It might have been in middle school when I did it, but I think it was 5th grade, and I've been, like, in, like, oh, what's it called? I'm, like, thinking about all of my past musical experiences, and I'm, like, OMG, I miss this. Maybe I'm going to transfer to conservatory. Just kidding. Anyways, here's Clocks by Coldplay.
na 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 na, yeah. You are the music in me. You know the words once upon a time make you listen. There's a reason. When you dream, there's a chance you'll find a little laughter or happy ever after.
Your harmony to the melody echoing inside my head. A single voice above the noise and like a common thread.
You're pulling me.
Play. I feel like I might be the disco miniature golfing queen. Maybe. I'm not that great at mini golf, though. I always think I do better than I actually do. Like, or I'll do really well, and then one hole I'll end up with, like, a 7. But then the rest of them are all, like, 3s. except for like the one hole in one that I get, you know, because I'm just cool like that. But the 7 always messes me up. Like I feel like I went mini golfing over the summer in Cape Cod with my family, and I think I lost, like, painfully. But it was only because, like, one or two holes. Otherwise, I was doing pretty well, I think. And then I went mini golfing with my boyfriend for his birthday, and same thing happened, I think. It's really unfortunate. But it's okay. I power through. I know when I went with Jack, that's my boyfriend, I was like, I'm Sharpay Evans in High School Musical 2 and Slay Mini Golf. So that's a win. So that was Disco Miniature Golfing Queen from Phineas and Ferb. And then prior to that was You Are the Music in Me from High School Musical 2. Wow, I just tied both of those, like, into... Wow, I ate that up. Unintentionally, I ate that up. Period. So yeah, those were some fun little songs. High School Musical, Live, Laugh, Love. Phineas and Ferb, Live, Laugh, Love. I've already kind of talked about them, so I'll talk about something else. Okay, let's talk about audiobooks. So, I went home last weekend, which is why I didn't have a show. I know everyone was so sad about that, except for my parents, because I was home instead. But actually, like, at the time of my show, I was at rehearsals for a concert, and it was super duper awesome, and I had a lot of fun. And that, I think that's what made me really miss, like, playing, because I used to be a really good violinist. Like, astoundingly good. Not astoundingly good, but just, like, I'm looking back on videos and I'm like, wow. Like, I did that. And I was in 11th grade in high school. Like, that's crazy. Now I don't play a lot, but I miss it. So, like, I'll try once I'm less busy. But I was home. Didn't have a show. Where was I going with this? So then when I drove back to school, audiobooks. This is what we're talking about. I'd be really bad at having a podcast. I feel like I can't stay on like a straight line in any sort of conversation ever. But audiobooks. So I was driving back to school from home after being there, and I was like, I don't really want to listen to music because sometimes it gets boring. Like, I feel like I listen to a lot of the same stuff and I get bored after it, or bored of it after a while. So I was like, And I was like, podcasts aren't really my thing. They're fun sometimes, but not all the time. So I was like, why don't I listen to an audiobook and see what that's about? Because it'll probably keep me entertained for the whole, like, 2.5 hour drive. And it so did. I listened to The Silent Patient. I don't know who the author is. I can look that up really quick, though. But, oh my goodness. So the whole audiobook was like 9 hours long, and I listened to the whole entire thing in 2 days. Like, I was hooked. I don't know if it was the book or if it was the fact that, like, it was, I don't know, because it was like a psychological thriller, right? So it's like you're kind of like, it gets you hooked because you're like, oh, what happens next? So I don't know if it was that or if it was just like the convenience factor, and then like, man, I don't know, but, like, I understand it now. I used to make fun of my brother because he used to, like, paint for work, and when he painted, he would listen to audiobooks, and I was like, why don't you just read a book? But I get it now. I so get it, because you can, like, I was sitting there cleaning my room, listening to an audiobook, and I was like, OMG, drama, you know? But, like, I was cleaning. I was being productive and also, like, listening to this story. It's like you're gossiping with someone. That's, I don't know, I've grown a love for drama, so I feel like I just love hearing little stories. So if there's a little story being told to me all the time, I'd eat that up. The book was The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides, perchance is his last name, or maybe Alex is a woman, I don't know. Well, anyways, that's what I read, and it was pretty good. Well, I didn't read, I listened. But oh my goodness, audiobooks are like, I have to tread lightly though, because they're dangerous. But me and my boyfriend started listening to an audiobook. I started it this morning, Jack. I listened to it while I was eating lunch, and it was okay. But it'll get better. I'm sure it'll get better. We picked Funny Story by Emily Henry, I think is what it's called. Oh my gosh. Jin released a new EP. I haven't listened to it. I'm distracted. What was it? Who is it by? It's called Funny Story, though. It's a silly little rom-com. It's by Emily Henry. I was right. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm kind of excited because I love books. Right now I'm reading How I Became a Tree. It's interesting. It talks a lot about trees, so that's fun. I like trees. I was going to say speaking of trees and then try to put on a song that has to do with trees, but there aren't any. Except I'm going to put this one on. Okay, this is a song that was on my Going to Sleep playlist when I was a kid. And my mom would put it on, or my dad, because my parents read to me before I went to bed. And then they put on my CD player. And there was a playlist. And it started with Straight No Chaser. Did like a Over the Rainbow mixed with like another song. That was what it started with, but this is like song like 7 or 6 on the playlist. I wonder if my mom is gonna guess what it is, but my mom would always sit with me for like the first 3 songs and then she'd dip. By then I was probably sleeping, lol. But okay, so we're gonna start there and then we'll see where we go. But yeah, sometimes I still listen to this playlist to fall asleep if I can't. So yes, this is NJ Sleep Playlist song 7 from Sleep Playlist. I'm so silly. Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Hey Steve.
Hey Ed.
That sounds nice. What is it?
Thank you. It's an alphabet song I'm working on.
Oh great, a whole new alphabet.
I just learned the old one.
A is for aisle. B is for Delium, C is for Czar, and if you see him, would you mind telling him?
Okay, hang on a second. You got aisle,
yeah,
Delium.
Aisle, like a theater.
Right, okay, and then Delium?
Delium, it's a gum-like tree resin. It starts with a silent B.
And then Czar.
Yeah, it's like a Russian Czar. You know, everybody knows apple, ball, and cat. I wanted to get into some, you know, some stranger words.
Right, I see what you're doing.
D is for chin, E for Euphrates. F is for phone, but not like when I call the ladies.
I thought phone started with a P, like a P-H.
No, it's F-O-H-N. It's kind of wind.
Yeah, I know what you mean by wind.
G for gnarly, I for irk, H is for hour, J for jalapeno, good in either corn or flour. Tortillas.
Nice rhyme.
K is for knick-knack, L is for llama.
Llama, llama, ding. What's so strange about llama?
Llama, it starts with 2 L's.
What's the second one for?
No idea.
I know. Loser.
M for mnemonic. N is for gomo. O is for Ouija board. P for pneumonia. Pterodactyl and psychosis. Q is for cat.
Okay, Q, cat. What?
Yeah, it's Q-A-T. It's an evergreen shrub. It's a perfect Scrabble word because it's a Q with no U. There's not many of those.
You have too much time on your hands.
R is for Argyle.
No, it isn't.
Okay, you're right. I couldn't find a good R word. S is for Czar. A lovely German river. T for tsunami. A wave that makes me quiver. Is for earn, but not like earning money. V for raison blancs from French and therefore kind of funny. W for wren, wrinkly and who. X is for Xi'an, an ancient Chinese city. True.
Ancient Chinese city, huh? My guitar player, some hot shot.
Y is for Eberite, a very nasty gas. And Z's the final letter, and by final, I mean last.
Okay, when you say Z, for the benefit of our American friends, you really mean Z, right?
No, I mean Z, like Z-Z-Top.
Z-Z-Top?
K
Yeah. You know, guys with the big long beards. Well, except the guy whose name is Beard. He has a mustache.
I always thought that was interesting. You done with the alphabet? But no extra letters I haven't heard of?
I think so.
This was a great help. I think, you know, the contribution you've made to world literacy.
Well, I'm just saying, kids, I'm just saying, think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, that's box and, with an R.
Yeah, well, no, box with a B-A-L-K-S, like a pitcher.
Ah, as opposed to B-A-C-H-S.
Right, think outside the box. Get into some Rachmaninoff.
That's Rachmaninoff with a W.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on. Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the folk came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on.
gonna take a little moment to find the right words.
To find the right words.
So when I kick it to you, it ain't something that you've heard. I don't know what kind of guy that you prefer, but I know I gotta put myself for work. See, I think I got the kind of love that you deserve.
Every day like Slumdog Millionaire, bigger than the Twilight love affair. I'll be here, girl, I swear.
Looking for a boyfriend. I see that. Give me time, you know I'm gonna be that. Don't be scared to go, put your trust in me. Can't you see? All I really wanna be is your boyfriend.
Goes out to all the leftovers.